This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. New year, couple of new trade deals looking to get done sometime soon. The USMCA is working its way through the Senate. That China Phase 1 agreement is set to be signed next week. There is impeachment, of course, taking up some of the energy in Washington, Iran as well. But agriculture waits for no one, which is why we've gotten Brian Duncan back on the phone. He farms hogs and soybeans and corn in Illinois, where he is also the vice president of the State Farm Bureau there. Brian, it's good to have you on again.
As always, a pleasure to talk with you, Kai.
So look, the last time we had you on, it was August, it was hot out there, and you said the hogs were getting skinny. And what I want to know, first of all, is whether the hogs are fattening up at all.
Yeah, I think they're fattening up on my farm. And as you look at our weight breakdowns for year over year, they're carrying a lot of weight.
All right.
So yes, the hogs recovered.
Good. Now let's talk about the market. USMCA is soon to be a done deal. There's that phase one deal with China that's going to be signed next week by all accounts. How you feeling? Pretty good, I imagine.
Well, we're hoping there's resulting follow through and a lift in the market. And don't forget about the new Japan deal that put us on level footing January 1 with our competitors who had got a leg up on us for both pork and beef. So, you know, we are hopeful, Kai. This is the start of some good news and, an increasing ramp up in exports that would result in better farm profitability, or at least some farm profitability.
So you say hopeful, which I guess is hopeful, but it doesn't sound like you're saying things are good yet.
Well, how many times have you and I talked and that there's a deal right around the corner and we still haven't rounded the corner? So, yeah, I am hopeful. The Chinese are coming. We're going to sign phase one next Wednesday is my understanding. So we're hoping that the text and when it's signed it lives up to the hype. And, you know, it seems like USMCA now maybe hit a snag in the Senate. So I guess I'm to the point, Kai, when the ink is dry on the paper, then I'll be a true believer. Until that time, I'm reserving a little bit of emotion.
Fair enough, and I totally understand that. Let me just ask two very specific questions. One is on the China deal. As you say, we haven't yet seen the text of it. The other part of the problem with the Chinese deal is whether they can actually deliver on their promised agriculture purchases, soybeans specifically. Do you believe that they can? I mean, there's demand over there, but is there enough?
Well, you know, a state-driven economy, Kai, can do things that a market-based economy maybe couldn't. Yes, I think they have the potential to make purchases. We've seen numbers thrown around $40 to $50 billion mm-hmm. annually, which would be significantly more than they imported from us at their peak. It would mean us displacing other markets in the Chinese system. We know there's a tremendous demand over there right now for pork because they've lost 40 to 50 to 60% of their swine herd mm-hmm. Due to African swine fever. So in pork alone, there's tremendous potential for them to come in and do a buy at really quite bargain basement prices right now in the United States too.
Talk to me then about 2020. If everything goes right, are y'all or the folks in Illinois anyway, where you are you back to normal?
Well, we hope so. I mean, we've been getting a lot of our income. If you look at the USDA figures, a lot of our income this year came from government, MFP payments. And we really would like to get back to getting our money from the marketplace. So again, Kai, I'm just going to say I'm hopeful that we see the lift in prices that these deals seem to promise for us. Yeah. Let's see some follow through, and I think maybe you and I need to talk again in August.
We will do that. Hopefully before that. Brian Duncan, he's the vice president of the Illinois Farm Bureau, also hogs and corn and soybeans for himself as well. Mr. Duncan, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Pleasure as always, Kai.
We did a bunch of reporting on that MFP that Mr. Duncan was talking about, the Market Facilitation Program, the Trump administration's payments to farmers to make up for their losses due to the trade war. You can check out the data that we got from a Freedom of Information Act request and the maps, which are, honestly, here, totally interesting at marketplace.org. Spoiler alert here, the state that got the most money in MFP payments, Illinois.